Always start the day with thoughts of goodwill. Remember that goodwill is a determination. It's easy to feel goodwill for some people and not so easy to feel it toward others. For it to become a universal attitude, a Brahma attitude, we have to learn how to have goodwill for everybody, for ourselves, for all the people around us, the people we like, the people we don't like. And as with any determination, there are four things you have to think about. One, you have to apply your discernment as to why it's good to have goodwill for everybody, even when it's hard. Realizing that if you have goodwill for everyone, you can trust yourself around them in terms of your own behavior. And the discernment also has to say that goodwill is something you do have to produce. It's not an innate quality of the mind. Because ill will is just as easy when you're provoked by someone who's been misbehaving. So you have to think about the different kinds of fabrication, the way you breathe, the way you talk to yourself, the images and perceptions you hold in mind. One good way to talk to yourself is to remind yourself that you're not just wishing that people be happy just as they are. If they're behaving in unskillful ways, the lesson of discernment is that their happiness has to come from their own actions. So you're hoping that they would understand the causes for true happiness, realize where their behavior is not up to standard, and be willing to change, able to change. So that's the first thing you have to think about. The second thing is you have to be true to this. It's not just a matter of sitting here and thinking thoughts of goodwill and then going out and ramming your car into somebody. You have to have goodwill for everybody all the time. Stay true to that determination. There will be things you have to give up, your desire to get back at somebody, your desire to see somebody who's been misbehaving, get what you think are their just desserts. You have to abandon those attitudes. And you have to keep the mind calm, realizing that even though you may have goodwill for everybody, not everybody is going to do the causes for happiness, create the causes for happiness. A lot of people out there you simply cannot control. So you have to develop equanimity. Keep the mind calm, realizing there's some things that you just can't have an impact on. So you can focus your attention on the areas where you can. When your goodwill is a determination with these four attributes, okay, then it's going to be solid, something that's secure. And it's not going to be a cause for unhappiness, because if you just have goodwill with no equanimity, it can make you pretty miserable, looking at the way the world is, seeing how wrong-headed so many people are. But you realize, okay, you're responsible for your actions. You're not responsible for what other people do. And that actually takes a lot of burdens off of you. But it also means you have to focus here, not so much on straightening out other people. You have to straighten out yourself. When you do that, that's how you show goodwill for yourself and for all the people around you.